Cantor Freedom, America Basher Natasha Cloud should feel lucky, blessed to be here. By Lara Gwynn on July 4, 2023. Former NBA player Enes Cantor Freedom came to the USA's defense on Monday after Washington Mystics player Natasha Cloud called America trash just days before July 4. Our country is trash in so many ways, the WNBA guard said Friday on her Twitter page. And instead of using our resources to make it better, we continue to oppress marginalized groups that we have targeted since the beginning of times. Cantor Freedom responded to Cloud's commentary on July 3, inviting her to visit oppressive regimes around the world such as Iran and North Korea, and offering Cloud a reminder of fellow WNBA player Brittany Griner, who spent 10 months in a Russian prison last year. Just ask your colleague Brittany Griner how trash America is, Cantor Freedom tweeted, and continued. Calling America trash, huh? Let me know when your season is over, I'll buy your ticket and we can go together to counties like China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, and Turkey. Forget about calling them trash, I would like to see if you can even criticize those regimes. You and your family members would be thrown in jail, tortured to death, and raped. The Swiss-born, Turkish-raised Cantor legally added the Freedom to his name in 2021 when he became an official citizen of the United States. People have no idea how lucky and blessed they are to be in a country like America, Cantor Freedom continued. I'm not saying America is perfect, but trust me, you don't want to see the other side. Cantor Freedom has spoken out against regimes such as China, Cuba, and Venezuela, and criticized the Biden administration for its decision to trade Griner for Merchant of Death Victor Bout, who was being held on a 25-year sentence in the U.S. for selling weapons to a Colombian terror group. I want Griner to return back home, but we cannot trade that horrible human being for her. It's just not a fair trade, he said in August. During her Friday rant, Cloud expressed her fear of white supremacists as an American, saying, I'm blessed to travel the world for my career. I've been in plenty of countries that I would have my human rights, healthcare, free/assisted schooling, don't have to fear mass shootings or white supremacists, don't have to be concerned about the highest maternal mortality rates. Interestingly, Cloud announced in a follow-up rant Monday that she was raised in a middle-class Philadelphia family by white parents and was the youngest of five white siblings. According to Cloud, I'm the baby of five, in which it may come to a surprise to you, but all of my siblings are white and both my parents are white. My entire family is white. The reason why I fight so hard for equity in this country is because I was privileged enough to grow up in a middle-class white family. Related video, Cantor Freedom, how can we trust China with our athletes after what they did to Peng Shuai?